dermatologue à Nice et qui va nous faire le point sur 5 années de laser CO2 fractionné.
Good morning, dear colleagues. Firstly, I would like to thank the organizers for their invitation to face-to-face. For your information, I have no conflicts of interest. Today, I would like to share with you my experience with fractionated laser. It is a good option between efficacy and tolerance in the management of cutaneous aging, scars, and other dermatologic disorders. It is a real breakthrough, a new concept defined in 2004 by Professor Rox Anderson. The idea is not to treat the total cutaneous surface anymore and to reduce the downtime. You can see here the spot laser. The CO2 laser is very interesting because it combines thermal and ablative effects. My experience with this laser therapy. Some questions can be raised. Why a better response in some patients? Why a better outcome in some areas? We can define different predictive factors with several scientific studies like EOL, Objective Laser Evaluation in Aesthetic, using ultrasound and cutometer. The first study show the 25% increase in dermic fitness after 80 days treatment, not influenced by either is anesthetic cream or heavy post-op course, but there is a direct correlation with skin thickness and aging. It's very important to note the sun elastosis is not improved. The second study shows an elasticity increase, a viscoelasticity decrease, and a decrease in skin fatigue. The third study reveals a gradual improvement of skin quality 6 months later, but a dermic rigidity effect, proving that the remodeling is not endless. Is there interest of multiple sessions? That is a question. Some predictive factors according age, thickness, sun elastosis. This is why I focus on two areas, the periorbital areas and the upper lip. In my daily practice, I use Mixto. Is a safe and efficient laser with two emission modes, either fractional or resurfacing, two handpiece and three parameters, index, power and density. Concerning the periorbital area, two options are possible, one aggressive shot or several sessions. One question, is it possible alternative to surgical blepharoplasty? Why not? Some usual recommendations for laser therapy, eye protect, anti-apathetic prevention, no sun exposure. Some outcome with this technique. In this case, you can note a tightening effect very improved after two sessions, in this case, a real improvement of skin quality after one session. In this case, one session with a real improvement on deep lines and complexion. Here, some cases with one aggressive shot and a real improvement on laxity, complexion, and deep lines. this case with one aggressive shot and with improvement on skin quality, and this case with one aggressive shot and a good outcome. Now, a combined method for upper lip. It's a new approach defined by a famous dermatologist in Strasbourg, Dr. Dalawa. This method with two passes. First pass with an ablative mode to remove epidermis, and the second pass on fractionated mode to obtain neocollagenesis. Same precaution with this laser therapy, no sun exposure, of course. Some case report, this is the immediate post-laser look. The second picture after the ablative pass, and the third after fractionated pass. This case report shows a real improvement on fine lines. Here, a real improvement on deep lines. Here, in this case, we can note a real improvement on deep lines and on skin laxity. Another cases with a good improvement on skin quality, complexion, and deep lines. The same case with a good results. Here, I perform botulinum toxin, and 2 weeks after, a laser therapy. To conclude, with my experience and these objective studies, we can target indication better and to improve outcome. It is a great interest in combining different lasers and other techniques like botulinum toxin, fillers, PRP. Thank you for your attention.